What's wrong with men? Given their rising rates of addiction, suicide, and violence, and their falling rates of education and income, it sure seems like something has gone wrong, that masculinity has become problematic, if not downright toxic. Here with some analysis is Richard Reeves, author of the new book of Boys and Men, Why the Modern Male is Struggling, Why It Matters, and What to Do About It. Richard is a journalist, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute, and the father of three boys. Here he is to share five big ideas from his book.
I'm Richard Reeves, the author of Boys and Men, Why the Modern Male is Struggling, Why It Matters, and What to Do About It. The truth is that I've been worrying about boys and men for 25 years, 26 years now, but that comes with the territory when you've raised three boys, all now grown men, to adulthood. And I actually dedicate the book to them, to George, Bryce, and Cameron. You three guys, I love you beyond measure, and that's why I still, even now, sometimes worry about you. As I said, it comes with the territory. But in recent years, my anxiety about boys and men has been spilling over into my day job. I work as a scholar at the Brookings Institution, and I focus there mostly on equality of opportunity, or the lack thereof, for certain groups. And until now, I've spent most of my time paying attention to the divisions of social class and race. But I'm increasingly worried about gender gaps, and perhaps not in the way that you might expect. It's become clear to me that there are growing numbers of boys and men who are struggling in school, at work, and in the family. And so, whereas I used to fret about three boys and young men, now I'm worried about millions. And what I think we need is a positive vision of masculinity that is compatible with a world of gender equality, and then to set out some practical steps to help boys and men to achieve it. So here are five key ideas from the book. The first idea is to understand that boys and men are way behind in the classroom. In 1972, the US government passed a landmark Title IX law to promote gender equality in higher education. And at that time, there was a 13 percentage point gap in the proportion of bachelor's degrees going to men compared to women. Now, the gender gap in bachelor awards is wider than that, at 15 points, but the other way around. 3 out of 5 college students are now women. And this is a global phenomenon. In every country in the OECD, advanced economies, there are now more young women than young men with a bachelor's degree. And those gender gaps can be seen all the way through the education system, from pre-K to postgrad. Girls are much more likely to be ready to start school. In the typical US school district, girls are almost a grade level ahead of boys in English and a neck and neck in math. 2 out of 3 high schoolers with the best grades are girls. 2 out of 3 of those with the lowest grades are boys. In short, there's a big and growing gender gap in education that nobody saw coming and few are addressing. Secondly, it's black and poor boys and men facing the biggest challenges. All those education gaps I just mentioned are much wider for the poorest kids and for black boys and men. Black women, for example, are now twice as likely as black men to get a college degree. And 1 in 4 black boys repeat a grade before completing high school. And black boys and men are worse off, including in terms of discrimination in the labor market and criminal justice system, not despite being men, but because they're men. Most men today earn less than most men did in 1979. That's a pretty stark economic fact of life. But that economic downshift for men has been especially marked among working class and black men. In 1979, the weekly earnings of the typical American man who completed his education with a high school diploma was, in today's dollars, just over $1,000. Today it's 14% lower at $881. So while men at the top are still flourishing, men in general are not. Third point is that our politicians on both sides are failing here. There's a political stalemate on issues of sex and gender. Both sides have dug into an ideological position that inhibits any real change. Progressives, for their part, refuse to accept that important gender inequalities can run in both directions, and increasingly do, and are too quick to label male problems as symptoms of toxic masculinity. Conservatives appear more sensitive to the struggles of boys and men, but only as a justification for turning back the clock and restoring traditional gender roles. So the left tells men, be more like your sister. The right says, be more like your father. And neither invocation is very helpful now. What's needed is a positive vision of masculinity, but one that's compatible with gender equality and more economic independence for women. As a conscientious objector in the culture wars, I think it's really important to get the facts straight about boys and men and to shape responses that can command broad political support. A war of the sexes is a war without end and without hope. We need girls and women and boys and men to flourish, or at least that's what every parent I've ever spoken to wants for their daughters and for their sons. Fourth idea is, men, your schools need you. There are lots of reforms that might improve the school environment for boys, including possibly a later start in school to allow for their later development, but also more physical education, possibly a later school start time during the day, and better food, exercise, food, sleep. I think just in general, the education system needs to do a much better job of recognizing that students are flesh and blood, not just brains on a stick. And of course, these reforms would benefit girls too, although possibly boys more. But there's one reform that would dwarf all of these. More men at the front of our classrooms. The male share of K-12 teachers is now 24%, down from 33% at the beginning of the 1980s. Male teachers are especially scarce in elementary schools, where they account for just 1 in 10. In early years education, a field that my own son works in, is close to being an all-female environment. I think it ought to be a source of national shame that only 3% of pre-K and kindergarten teachers are men. There are actually now twice as many women flying US military planes as there are men teaching kindergarten, as a share of the professions, of course. We need an all-out national effort, including scholarships and subsidies, to get more men into our schools. So let's start with a target of reaching at least 30% male representation in K-12 teaching. The fifth point is that fathers matter, period. Too many of our dads are being benched. Within 6 years of their parents separating, 1 in 3 children never see their father. And a similar proportion see him once a month or less. The main reason for the dad deficit is the growing likelihood that fathers are not living with the mothers of their children. Missing from their children's home, they end up missing from their lives. And this is especially true for the most disadvantaged. Among fathers who didn't complete high school, 40% live apart from their children, compared to just 7% of fathers who graduated from college. The social institution of fatherhood urgently needs an update to become more focused on direct relationships with children. So along with the obvious challenges, there's a big opportunity here for an expansion in men's roles. Among other things, that means equalizing paid leave for dads and mums and improving rights for unmarried fathers, who all too often are treated as walking ATMs at best. Fathers matter as much as ever, whether as breadwinners or not. So there's many problems here, but also plenty of real solutions if we're willing to embrace them.
Thank you, Richard. That was Richard Reeves with 5 big ideas from Of Boys and Men, Why the Modern Male is Struggling, Why It Matters, and What to Do About It. You might also want to check out our book bite for Better Boys, Better Men, The New Masculinity That Creates Greater Courage and Emotional Resiliency by Andrew Reiner. I'm Michael Kovnet. Have a great day.